Nicely done. Nicely done. I had totally forgotten this music was in there. That's why I'm excited. That's why I had a good Monday yesterday. Weather was great. I was able to go on a little bike ride, take a page out of our friend T-Jax's book, ride my bike a little bit. And then I went home and watched the season premiere of Better Call Saul on AMC. If you have not watched it, it really is worth it. A lot of people, when it was announced that that show was going to happen, and this is the third season, so we're talking about a couple years ago, but when it was announced that this show was going to happen, people thought, man, it's just the Breaking Bad creators going after a money grab. They're just trying to milk it for everything it's worth. Breaking Bad was one of the greatest shows of all time, and they're just going to ruin it by putting in this prequel to Breaking Bad. But Vince Gilligan and Peter Gould have done a tremendous job with it, and last night's season premiere was awesome, and it is one of very few shows that I actually have DVR'd. I really do not use my DVR all that much. Better Call Saul is a show that I DVR, and I am so psyched that it is back.
Bob Odenkirk is the man.
He's
great. He was one of my favorite characters from Breaking Bad. I think this show is going to be a lot like Breaking Bad. It just gets better as the seasons go on, because my girlfriend will not watch Breaking Bad. She didn't like the first season. I'm like, listen, it gets better as it goes. It'll blow your mind as the show goes on. And it I don't know. I'll convince her someday. But yeah. Better Call Saul's a great show.
Yeah. Well, Bob Odenkirk is great as Saul Goodman, right now in the prequel, he's Jimmy McGill. He has not become Saul Goodman yet. But Jonathan Banks, that's my favorite guy on the show. He plays Mike Urbentraut, and he was a very beloved character in Breaking Bad. He is even better in Better Call Saul because he gets more airtime. He is fantastic. But what I'm really looking forward to this season, and I don't think it's too much of a spoiler because it's been talked about quite a bit now leading up to this year. In this season, Gus Fring is back. Gus Fring is back, and we are so excited to see what happens within the walls of Los Pollos Hermanos this season. All right, so that's a little pop culture for you. We'll actually have a little bit more of it in the second hour. But when we come back, headlines from Sean Snyder's press conference. Yeah, we're going to stick with that here on the show. That's coming up next after CBS News. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.